At the second quarter mark, Sappi has reported a $23 million loss, but the pulp, paper and packaging producer says a recovery may be on the cards. This as the group notes a rapid pickup in dissolving pulp prices, along with sales volumes in packaging and specialities segment growing by 25% during the period. Company CEO Steve Binney joins us now to discuss what the second quarter performance suggests for growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Steve, for your time this evening. So Sappi's still on this path to steady recovery. Are you surprised, or is this naturally what comes with economies opening up and starting to gain momentum, no matter how tepid?
It's an interesting question. We actually, if I look back over the last year and back to the terrible times a year ago, we did anticipate a recovery path, but actually things have gone much faster than we would have expected. The demand for a lot of our products has rebounded significantly. There are certain regions in the world a little bit slower, but generally things have recovered much faster, particularly for dissolving pulp.
Yeah. On a geographic basis, of course, that what you're saying is illustrated by your performances in North America and South African regions versus what you're seeing play out in Europe. And I guess that illustrating how, in some instances, the trough hasn't necessarily been hit just yet.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, initially we saw the recovery in Asia, actually, and we sell export tons into the Asian markets. But then more recently, other markets, particularly in the US, have started to recover. Unfortunately, Europe much, much slower. And we know that the whole second wave that occurred from about December onwards has had a significant impact on economic activity in that region. We saw renewed lockdowns, and it certainly lagged the rest of the world.
Okay, so with this mixed picture playing itself out, Steve, then where, you know, we had over this period global shipping and container availability certainly impacting your trading conditions, impacting the kind of sales volumes you pushed through in a number of product categories. How much of that backlog or blockage is now being dealt with?
It's still with us, Alicia. It's a major headache. It's not unique to our industry, and it's across the world. And it was all exacerbated by the challenges in the Suez Canal as well, because we export a lot of volumes out of Europe into Asia. We're getting through it, but it's taking time. Certainly, in South Africa, our exports, we're starting to catch up, and I'm hopeful that by the end of the next quarter, we should have caught up. Europe's taking a little bit longer, unfortunately, and it could take a couple of more months yet before we can catch up.
So that on a geographic basis, if we now start to look at your product categories, Steve, it's also differing pictures we're looking at. You've got dissolving pulp and packaging and speciality papers seeing sales volumes ramp up nicely, but the scenario not so good as far as graphic paper demand is concerned. So, you know, where are things lagging on the latter?
Interestingly, it does come back to the geography once again. Most of our graphic paper is sold into Europe, and it's really been pretty tough. What we saw between, I would say, June and December last year was a gradual improvement, but then unfortunately, with the second wave, January and February were much tougher. However, I am getting more optimistic, and the last few weeks, things have started to improve a little bit, and we are hopeful that the volumes will pick up further, which will enable us to push through higher selling prices and improve margins specifically for the graphic paper.
And that was exactly going to be my next question, Steve, because that's what matters most, right? How quickly this starts to translate then to alleviating some of that margin squeeze that you have been experiencing in that trading category specifically?
Yeah, that's right. The pulp prices across a number of product categories have been going up. Now that's good for us on the dissolving pulp side, but unfortunately for paper, in graphic paper in Europe, we have to buy pulp to make that. And with the costs rising, it's very important that we can push through selling prices to offset that, those increases. And when COVID's with you and demand is lower, that becomes challenging. However, things are getting better. Mm-hmm. And I'm optimistic that Europe is just lagging the rest of the world. And in time, we'll see the same levels of improvement, which will boost our graphic paper profitability.
For now, Steve, as you alluded to, the sweet spot is the kind of recovery that you're seeing on a DP market, specifically with Chinese prices at their highest levels since May 2012. So that's quite a bit of traction. But I've got to ask, how much does a stronger rand-dollar exchange rate temper some of that pricing benefit that you are able to derive for the South African DP segment?
Yeah, I mean, just firstly, just one comment on the DP itself. I mean, it's been quite a staggering recovery. It's happened much, much faster than anyone could have realized. With the first wave of lockdowns, production stopped and demand dropped. And then as economies started to open up, the demand for ultimately that it goes into clothing dissolving pulp and the demand for clothing and textiles picked up dramatically, and there was a major restocking underway, and it was the most buoyant markets we've seen in many, many years. You're right, coming back to your question, the rand, because we mostly make that product in South Africa, on a relative basis, as the rand strengthens, it does push up your costs. However, the higher selling prices in global markets is more than offsetting the impact of the stronger rand for us.
On that note, let's leave it there, Steve. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Steve Binney is CEO of Sappi.